How's everybody tonight? Good. Let's see what we can make happen here tonight. I was telling my dad, you're going to quit this, you know. I heard about this just not long ago, let's put it that way. I think he gets a kick out of it. I believe it's, I got a theory on it. I believe the Holy Spirit is telling him to do it like that because, see, there's a whole thing. God wants you to trust him. He wants you to lean on him. And in a time of adversity, people really, Father God, please help me. I'm seeking your face, Father. But when God really wants your attention, if he really wants your attention, if he really wanted to use Bishop to get your attention, he would just tell you to come up here and speak on it. Because all day long at work, I'm like, Lord, I need you, you know. Because I had about 12 jokes try to burn some time. But we're going to get to the word here. I got home from work, and I just had just a few minutes to just see, because at work, running stuff through my head, and it's hard to, think 75 and 7/16, and this nail goes, and then this stick goes, and then at the same time, you're trying to, Lord, I thank you what you want me to say, So I catch myself bouncing back and forth. I'd be, I need to be praying, and then I'd find myself measuring, and so on and so forth. And now I don't forgot where I was going with this story. But anyway, got home from work, and I had been doing that all day. And just long story short, hadn't really just landed on nothing in my heart on what was going to be said tonight. But I was like, Lord, I know I'm going to trust you because, it's basically not that I've been up here 1,000 times, but it's been every time that I walked up here trusting you because this ain't my forte, so. So thank you for making me trust you. I appreciate the practice because we do have to use it for life. And so all of these things are running through my head and that kind of made me land on the topic, and we're going to get in here in a minute. But getting home and running to the back, parked my truck around back where my family wouldn't know I was home. Because as soon as my son sees me, I ain't going to get to do nothing else. So I hid. I went way to the back room and got in the corner. They couldn't find me. They were home about 10, 15 minutes. And my son, I was like, yes, it's working. Because back in the back room, we don't use that room for very much. So a bunch of his toys back there. And he hardly ever goes back there. But occasionally he'll walk back there and just ramble through his old toys. And he's rambling and he's rambling. And I'm sitting right there in the corner. He's rambling. He's rambling. And he's rambling. He finally gets right up on me. And then he goes, Daddy. But praise the Lord, I was almost finished with my notes and all that. But I got home, and normal work days, a lot of times, especially when I work out of town, is all day, no food, no break. Just all you can do, all you can get, work till the day is over. And so when I got home, my normal routine to go home is run to the kitchen and whatever I can find. If it's whatever, if it's good, moldy, whatever, just eat something. But today, I run home and I'm like, Lord, I ain't got time to eat right now. I got to come see you because you got to tell me what's up. And so I sit down and I was like, all right, Lord, nothing else left to do. Let's see what Google has to say. So I go to Google and scriptures start and I pull the scriptures. So long story short, I started getting some notes together, and I get done. I'm feeling pretty confident now. I'm like, all right, I got something wrote down. I may not have to say none of this, but I got something wrote down, and I feel better. So I'm walking around the house, and I got a few minutes to spare, and now my stomach is raw, raw, feed me. But I'm going to be super spiritual. I'm going to keep my belly empty so my spirit can be loud. And Holy Spirit's like, you can eat. I'm like, for real? I can eat? Well, Lord, I'm just going to eat just a little bit. And so I get a little bite and so on and so forth. Anyways, enough of the ice breaking. I'm getting myself together. Y'all bear with me. So y'all hope y'all entertained by my random rabbit trails. But I'm getting myself ready because I didn't have 2-3 weeks. I thought I made this clear back. I can't remember what time I was up here. That February, I need 4-5 months, But I guess I didn't say it loud enough. So I didn't have my 4 or 5 months. So this is what you get. All right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you so much. You're always so good to us. You're so faithful. You're never failing. And we join together now, Lord. We sit amongst ourselves as a family, sitting before the Father, Lord, waiting for your every word. We thank you, Lord, as my voice comes out, it will be your words, and they will go forth producing what it was sent to produce, and that we will be enlightened and enriched, and we'll be better servants of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so since it's formality to have a title, I'm going to say my title is this, and we're going to try and see what happens here, and hopefully I can get some scriptures coming up. And if not, we're going to run on through this. But like I said before, I'm hungry, so we ain't going to be long unless the Lord says so. But title is going to be Do You. And, of course, that's a pretty – it's done got some age to it now, but it's still a popular phrase, Do You, you know. So it refers to be yourself. You know, don't let other people influence your ideas and yourself and your thoughts. And, you know, you can go on a long list of how do you means, you know, and you can make it similar, semi-viable when it says don't, you know, do you. But that's not what I'm talking about. The do you I'm talking about is a question. And the first do you I'm going to start with is do you trust? Do you trust God? Do you really, really trust him? So, like I said, with the amount of time I had, I went to Google, and I did trust God's scriptures. And I jotted a few down. I didn't even write down what they said. Some of them don't even know what they said, but I just wrote them down. So maybe we can get them pop up, and I'll see if we can read a few of them. Joshua 1:9. Let's do Joshua 1:9. I can't even remember if that's the one. That's one of the ones I wanted to do. We're going to read it because it's going to talk about trusting God. Y'all give it up for the back. Y'all don't know how much work that is. So y'all give it up for them. Give it up for them. But Joshua 1:9. Let me see if I can find it myself. Y'all just bear with me. And Joshua 1:9 says, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And the word trust wasn't in there, but what did that just say? That's the Lord telling you, you can trust me because I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. I got down here Psalms 20:7. I'm trying to find the ones I need to skip. Psalms 20:7. Let's do that one. By the way, Google had a long list of these, so we're going to get past these scripture readings here in a minute. We're just, like I say, I'm giving my spirit time to, you know how Bishop always talks about the antenna, picking up the radio waves and all of that. So I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up. All right. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots. Some, I think we're just going to do verse 7 now. Let's go back to verse 7. Some trust in chariots. All right. Let's modernize this for us. Chariots and horses, of course, it represents to us just modern day stuff. Some trust in their possessions. Some even trust in their own abilities.